The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's the 19th day of January. It's a Sunday morning. And Sam and I are with you. We're going to be with you tomorrow morning on King Holiday, getting you ready for a national championship game. But today we have got division action. In case you can't get in front of a TV, we have got those games for you here. Everything gets started at 2:30. Kick of game one is at 3 o'clock. We have Hawks action tomorrow night. They obviously always play on King Holiday. They're going to be up in New York, and that pregame's at 2:30. Tip at 3.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Before I bring our guest on here, let me ask you one more question here because I didn't do this the last time here. You ain't going to get that one.
Okay.
You just not. I'm not even going to bother. Which real-life couple started the 1987 film Overboard?
Oh,
come on, Noelle, you can jump in here too. She's still got
Goldie Hawn, and
we'll accept Elvis as an answer.
No,
he played Elvis a couple times.
Yeah,
he is probably the longest living and still relevant child actor. I'm confidently to say, other than Ron Howard, but I think he's older than Ron Howard.
He is older than Ron Howard.
Yeah, Ron Howard would be the other one, but he's not really acting anymore. But this dude is easily the...
Ryan O'Neal.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess, though. No. No. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
There you go. Kurt Russell.
Which is hilarious because I just watched a movie with their son, their only child together in it yesterday.
What was that?
It's a movie called Everybody Wants Some.
Hmm.
If you've seen Dazed and Confused, you might like it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
I enjoyed it.
Is our guest ready? And let's bring him on here. He's one of us.
Yeah, he is.
And Spark, when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks, the dude's got his own seat. You know, he's like, you know, a fixture down there. And we apologize to him. We did it last week. We'll do it again. That we didn't tap into his knowledge sooner, but we got him now. Caleb Johnson, good morning. Thanks for joining us here, man. This morning, Sam and Greg.
Morning, man.
Hey, good morning, guys.
And we're going to start doing silly stuff with you since you were part of the show. Not this morning. Don't have anything planned, but just look for that coming around the corner.
What do you think about this week? Why do you describe the week with this team? Because we basically took a JV squad up to Chicago and got a win. Before we get to last night, talk about this JV squad that went up to Chicago and won, man.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it was just absolutely insane. It was really fun. It's one of those things that, guys, we have to do the whole, like, enjoy that game without making too much of it, because I think fans have the tendency of, when they see performances like that from Keaton Wallace, from Daquan Plowden, it's like, well, hey, why aren't we playing these guys more? And it's like, no. Understand this. They were sent into that Chicago game going, hey, you've got nothing to lose. There is no one. There's no one behind you on the bench that is going to, you know, sub in if you play poorly. Just go out there and have fun and play as hard as you can. And that's exactly what we saw from those guys. And it was so much fun to see. Obviously, with Daquan Plowden making his NBA debut, and he was someone that I saw his agent post on social media has had like a long story of trying to get to the NBA and have this moment. And then from Keaton Wallace, we've seen this ability from him in spurts at times, but just never on a real consistent basis enough to be able to trust him in that backup point guard role. He has a game winner for the Skyhawks on Tuesday in Cleveland, I believe it was. And then Wednesday comes and joins the Hawks and then has 27 and the Hawks, you know, beat up on the Bulls. It was an incredible thing to see. Also, what we've seen from Onyeka Okongwu as of late, he's been someone that, guys, I haven't shied away from being critical of him earlier in the season, because I think it's one of those, I feel like a bit like a dad where I'm like, I know you can do better, and I'm not seeing it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, right.
And I feel like what we've seen from Onyeka Okongwu in the last 3 games has been a guy, whether it's the 20 points, 20 rebounds that he had against the Suns, or following it up with a really solid performance against the Bulls, and even last night, like Onyeka Okongwu was playing some of his best basketball, and it comes at a really great time because the Hawks, you know, they've got to make some decisions on if they view him as being part of the future. It is my understanding that they do. I thought maybe he could be a potential trade option for this team because I didn't know if he fit them long term. But if he's playing like this, then hey, those decisions aren't tough. He's going to stick around, you know, especially for the foreseeable future.
Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Post in season tournament, what has, if anything, in your mind changed about this team that's put them where they are right now?
I think it's funny to say this because it hasn't been the last couple of weeks, but they were to start off after that tournament, which also, Greg, let me slightly correct you. The NBA has changed it. It's the NBA Cup now. They didn't want to go with the in-season tournament because it sounds very boring. So they tried to jazz it up with NBA Cup. But when they came off of that NBA Cup game, they were healthy and they were playing some of their best basketball because they were healthy. And then obviously you get hit with some injuries, whether it's Jalen, whether it's DeAndre Hunter, now Zachary Reeves, that sort of thing. But they're playing with, and it might sound cheesy, but they're playing with grit, and they're playing with a sense of pride and speed. I think that is one of those things, is they want to play fast, and the nights that they're able to do that, they are scoring a lot of points and they're winning basketball games. I think the other thing, too, that showed through that NBA Cup stretch there that has continued on, that really showed last night, is their defense stepping up, especially in crucial moments.
Yeah.
It's going to have moments where it doesn't look its best. Like, those things are still going to happen, A, because they're a young team, and B, because it's the NBA. I mean, the other night, watching Kevin Durant do what he did for the Phoenix Suns against this team, there are nights you're going to be playing guys like that who there is nothing you can do to stop them. Jaylen Brown, another one that, man, there is hardly anything you can do to really stop a guy like that unless you cause him to – you make it more difficult for him to hit his shots. You make it more difficult for him to pass out of those things. And then you see a Jaylen Brown go – 9 for 25 or 9 for 27 last night. It was insane. Yeah. He shot the ball so many times. And, you know, just a big time volume scorer that wasn't putting the ball in the basket. That is really what's done it for them, is their defense bowing up in important moments. But them having a confidence and attacking has been something that Hawks fans, quite honestly, aren't real familiar with that they're getting to see this season.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning. Always great to catch up with this guy, with Caleb Johnson. And he is social. You can always find him at ATL Johnson 18, at ATL Johnson 18. Thoughts about some plays you talked about in Onyeka Okongwu, and in 19 points, 13 rebounds. That was great. Jalen Johnson is back. Talk about the difference of having him back last night. I don't know how many minutes he ended up playing last night, but it was good to have him back in the lineup.
Yeah, he played over 35 minutes last night, which really surprised me. I expected him to be on a minutes restriction. And while he didn't have a minutes restriction, I think he had he hasn't played NBA basketball in a little while last night. But Jalen is a game changer for this team. There are two players on this team that when they are out of the lineup, the Hawks' chances of winning significantly decrease, because I don't think the person who comes in behind them can measure up in any sort of way, and that's obviously Trae Young, and then Jalen Johnson is the next one. We've obviously had to see this team fill in for Jalen these last few games. He came back for that Lakers game but just didn't look himself in the West Coast road trip, and then hadn't played since. They just are not able to fill his shoes very well, especially, no offense to a guy like David Roddy, but he is just no match for what Jalen Johnson brings in the rebounding department and, just his ability to score the basketball. He was a little bit quieter last night on the offensive side of things, but still finished with, I think, 13 rebounds in this one. Just looked more like himself, and this team absolutely has to have him if they want any chance of winning games and maybe surprising teams when it comes to the end of the season, getting into the playoffs. I think that's a big part of, what happened last year when he spent so much time injured, is this team really kind of lost their way. And this year, I think they have done a better job of trying to fill in when he was missing, but you saw it against like a Denver Nuggets team, against the Clippers team, against first time that they saw the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix on that long road trip. They just didn't match up well while missing Jalen Johnson. So having him back is crucial. It's also really weird because Nakley knows what happened with this injury and why it kind of plagued him for so long. So hopefully You know, there's some people able to talk to him last night. And then, you know, Monday when they get to New York, I know the AJC will be out there for that Monday game. And so hopefully some better answers of like, hey, what happened and are you okay? Because it seemed like he was back healthier, but a guy like Jason Tatum, who's been dealing with a shoulder injury, clearly did not look himself last night, especially a couple of times when he had the opportunity to knock down a couple game-winning threes.
I hear the music. I want to ask him a question because I got. You were at that meeting, right, Caleb? So you know we're gonna just thank you for coming on. When I hear the music, I don't want because I do. I want to talk about what's going on with the top tier here. But yet, they ain't scared. The Hawks aren't scared of them. As a matter of fact, as Caleb has brought up, these guys are healthy. They're playing with grit. He used a different word. I called it bounce. Mm-hmm. The way they're playing with, and you know how they have handled. They, last night they beat Yak Cousin from Boston, and then we saw what they did with Cleveland a few weeks back. Can we say out loud that there's some teams above them that are kind of scared of the Hawks and maybe not want to face them? Can we say that with confidence, Caleb?
I mean, look, I think this Celtics team wouldn't want to see them in a first-round playoff series because it would just be like, it's more of like and you're supposed to be able to take it a little bit easier in that first round and then things get more difficult. I think our own Mike Conti he tweeted out last night that the Hawks are 6-1 against the top three teams in the East. So Boston, Cleveland, and New York. They are certainly not afraid. I'm curious to see what they look like when they see this Knicks team on Monday because, the last time they saw them in New York, Trey was rolling dice on the court. I think they're good.
Yeah.
And some guys standing in front of him, too, like Don Corleone. That was great. That was great. Caleb, as always, thank you, buddy, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Caleb.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.